We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Crimson Tide Sports Network. This is Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you to the other booth. It's presented by Alabama One Credit Union, a proud supporter of Alabama Athletics. Today, we're going to have a detailed scouting report on Alabama's opponent, the third-ranked Georgia Bulldogs, as we welcome in the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard, to our show. And Scott, it's great to talk to you. How's everything going in Athens?
Good, Roger. You didn't tell me it was going to be detailed, though. I don't know how detailed I can give you. I might be divulging some, state secrets or something.
Well, of course, these are two coaches that keep things pretty close to the vest, and Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. I'll kind of start there. How has Kirby kind of made the Georgia program really his own? A lot of people say all of these Nick Saban assistant coaches do everything the exact same way as Coach Saban, but what are some kind of Kirby wrinkles that he's added to this program?
Well, you were right about initially when you said keeping things close to the vest. I mean, that's the way it's done here. When Kirby got the job, from a PR standpoint, it became, one person, one voice, that sort of thing. The assistant coaches weren't really allowed to do interviews. Any interview that was done, anything said about the program would come from the head coach. And it's remained that way for the most part. The rules are relaxed a little bit. So you do get to talk to, some of the assistants at the beginning of the season. You usually get the coordinators' comments and thoughts once or twice a season. Players are available. And this year it's different for everybody. So you get a lot of players available to talk for about 3 days a week, but everything's on Zoom now, so all the interviews are kind of impersonal. You sit there and stare at a screen and ask your questions that way. But that's probably the biggest thing. That's the biggest difference from the way Kirby runs things and the way Mark Richt did it. It was a little more relaxed and wide open under Coach Richt. And Kirby's he definitely runs the show in the football program. So if that's how Coach Saban does it, then I would say yes, it's similar to what he's used to and what he worked under for a long time.
Well, now once again, Kirby has a really good team at Athens. What can you tell us about the first three games Georgia's played, and how have you seen them from that first half against Arkansas to where in the second half against Tennessee, really blowing out a pretty good Volunteers team? Just what's been the transformation of this team over three games?
Well, I think I'll start with the one thing that's been consistent is defense. The defense has rarely wavered in the first three games, and it's probably gotten better as the season has gone along here through three games. offensively, that first half against Arkansas was certainly ugly for Georgia. You know, they started Dwan Mathis at quarterback, and you know, after Tennessee, now the team has gone in a different direction with Stetson Bennett. He came off the bench in that Arkansas game and gave Georgia's offense some stability and kind of got them back on track a little bit. And they went with him in the Auburn game in his first start, and he had success there and really had success against Tennessee as well. So I think there's, you know, maybe it's been more of a calming type influence. I guess that first half in Arkansas, there were a lot of jitters. There were a lot of mistakes. We had 11 first half penalties, most of those on offense. So it was just a sloppy first half for Georgia. And the second half was certainly a lot better, a lot more crisp and precise. And Stetson finished out the game at quarterback in Arkansas. And then he's played the majority of the snaps ever since. Until late in the ball game, Dwan's gotten back in a couple of times, but that's probably the biggest difference. You know, just kind of finding their way, trusting the quarterback, and getting the ball to the right people. I mean, we've had some injuries through three games so far. Georgia's had to, you know, kind of fight through those, but defensively, there hasn't been any inconsistencies. They've been solid from game one through game three, and have shown no signs of letting up there. So that's certainly been the strength and the steadiness for Georgia's on the defensive side of the ball.
And you mentioned the quarterback, Stetson Bennett, has been steady, and he's really distributing the ball to his playmakers, whether it's passing the football to Jackson, Kyaris Jackson, or George Pickens. You look at the running backs, Samir White, Kendall Milton have had some good performances. There's just so many talented skill players with Georgia, and I'm sure for you as well, it starts on the offensive line.
Yeah, Georgia had to replace three guys that were drafted and a fourth starter that transferred, and Cade Mays. So they, you know, they've only got one regular back from last year's offensive line. That O-line was very, very good, and you know, Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson were both first round draft picks, both tackles last year. So those had to be replaced, and the guys they've got in those positions now. I've done, for the most part, done a pretty good job. Ben Cleveland at guard and Justin Schaefer, who missed six games last year with a neck injury, has come back strong, and he's playing well at left guard. And the left tackle is Jamari Salyer, who's been steady there. Right tackle is kind of a competition ongoing between Warren McClendon and Owen Condon. Condon started the first game, and McClendon has started the last two, and you know, Georgia substitutes two or three guys in during the game, and they move guys around. They like to have that versatility of like I'm sure a lot of teams do, that they like a guy that can play multiple positions. You know, they can play all and just plug them in anywhere on the offensive line. But the O-line has done okay so far. The backs are pretty solid, very deep. Georgia runs a lot of guys in and out. They keep fresh legs in the ball game constantly. And you mentioned Kendall Milton. He's a freshman. He played more last week. He ended up leading Georgia in rushing. He got a lot of late carries in that fourth quarter and had some nice runs and ended up with over 50 yards in that ball game. And Zamir White's kind of a between the tackles type runner. He runs for power. And James Cook's been injured. Did not play last week against Tennessee. He may be back for Alabama this week. Dejon Edwards is another freshman that's gotten some minutes for and got some snaps for Georgia. So, you know, those are the guys that are keeping Georgia fresh in the backfield. Receivers are Pickens obviously draws all the attention, and that's opened up things for Kyaris Jackson. He's been a favorite of Stetson Bennett through the last couple of games and has turned out to be very reliable and a very skilled player at that position.
Then you mentioned the defense. You look at halftime of the Tennessee game, it's Tennessee leading 21-17. Then Georgia is able to shut out Tennessee 27-0 in the second half. A lot of the strength of the defense, they're able to force some fumbles, get five sacks in that ball game. Just what's the real strength of this Georgia defense?
Position-wise, I would I want to say linebacker, and that's you know, guys like Aziz Ojulari and Nakobe Dean and Monty Rice and Nolan Smith. They rush the pass. All of those guys rush the passer very well, especially Ojulari. The defensive line is, you know, Jordan Davis kind of anchors it, and he would be the guy probably that gets the most attention name-wise. Other than that, you know, last year Kirby got a question at the beginning of the season was, you know, was this defense going to be another no-name defense? And that's kind of how it was last year. You didn't have that one superstar that shined in every ball game. It was just a very, very strong, cohesive unit. You know, using a lot of players. I mean, Georgia will play. They'll probably play 30 guys on defense. I mean, it's there's a lot of substitutions. There's a lot of guys in and out. So, you know, you don't have those standout guys, or at least we didn't last year. I think that's changing a little bit this year. Jordan Davis is very good at nose tackle. He gets a lot of recognition. Ojulari was just named one of the defensive players of the week in the SEC this week for his performance against Tennessee last week. Georgia's very aggressive on defense this year. They bring a lot of blitzes. A lot of times they'll rush four and get good pressure there. And they back it up with, you know, good guys in the secondary and Stokes and LeCount and Campbell and others. So it's a really strong unit, and it's hard to find a weakness. And if you had to say a strength, you know, my opinion would be our linebacking crew and those guys that get up on the line of scrimmage on the edges and rush.
Well, they're certainly going to be busy coming up on Saturday against Alabama. When you look at the Crimson Tide offense, so we've seen some really big performances from Mac Jones and all the wide receivers, and then even rushing the football this past week with Najee Harris getting 5 touchdowns. So if you had to pick kind of one or the other, with this Georgia defense able to stop the pass more or the rush more against Alabama?
Well, to this point, they've stuffed everybody on the ground. You know, they're only giving up, what, like 50-something yards a game, something like that, I mean, through Arkansas, Auburn, and Tennessee. And last week, you know, the word was coming into the ball game about how talented and skilled Tennessee's offensive line is, and they are. But they were not able to move Georgia off the line of scrimmage and run the football with any consistency last week. So, with your question posed as it was, I would say that's Georgia's first focus on defense is to stop the run. Now, you know, Alabama's just off the chain offensively. I mean, they just went nuts with Ole Miss last week, and it was a non-flinching moment. And you know, the game that Harris had was incredible, and the talented receivers. So it's certainly going to be a challenge for Georgia's defense. They're certainly up to the task. The defense, Georgia's defense is probably as good as Alabama's offense is good. So that's going to be a fun matchup to watch to see if Alabama can move the ball, or, you know, if Georgia can keep Alabama from moving the ball and shut down that high-powered offense that they have. But Georgia's first goal on defense is, under Kirby Smart, is always stop the run first, and they've been very good at doing that.
Well, it's going to be a great matchup, number 2 versus number 3. It's always gone down the wire between Smart and Saban in their meetings between Alabama and Georgia. So, Scott, we just appreciate you joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you guys in Tuscaloosa. Have a very safe trip coming up later in the week, and thank you again for joining us.
Roger, thanks very much. I appreciate you having me on. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, that sounds good. That's Scott Howard, the voice of the Georgia Bulldogs, joining us on The Other Booth. Thanks for watching, everyone.